The Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and the galleries please rise by the prayer by the Reverend Gock and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
From the 60th chapter of Isaiah we hear, "For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you." Gracious God, we awaken again to a dark and dreary day, and we know our need of your light and its drawing power, so that we may see the beauty of the day you bring to us, even while darkness covers the land. Let your light lead us along a right pathway, so we may serve you as we do our best for all the people of the state, and especially for those who suffer major devastation, injury, and families who know death's presence due to the storms this past weekend. We pray that you will comfort and sustain all those who are in need of your presence in their lives and provide calm and healing to them. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 61st day, Thursday, April 27th, 2017. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment. President Parson in the chair.
Chairman the second, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though fully read.
Senator from second has moved that the further. Senator from Buchanan, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I have an amendment to the journal.
Please send your amendment forward. And has your amendment been distributed, Senator?
President, it has not been distributed. I would ask that it be read. It is short.
Madam Secretary, please read the reading.
Senate Amendment Number 1, offered by Senator Schoff, amend Journal of the Senate 427. 17, page 1117, line 8 of said journal page by striking, quote, Missouri, Kansas, end quote, and inserting in lieu thereof the following, quote, Missouri hyphen Kansas, end quote.
Senator, do you care to move for the adoption of the amendment, and do you care to explain the amendment?
Mr. President, I would love to move for its adoption, and basically, everybody knows that the University of Missouri, Kansas City, should be written with a hyphen between Missouri and Kansas City. So it should say University of Missouri hyphen Kansas City. Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on amendment number one to the journal? Senator from Butler, what purpose do you rise? Please send your substitute amendment forward. And has your amendment been distributed?
It has not been distributed, Mr. President.
And are you asking for a waiver of the reading? Okay. Senator, I don't think we got your microphone on there.
Yeah, it's short, and maybe read, please.
Okay, you're asked for it to be read. Okay.
That's correct.
All right. Madam Secretary, please read the amendment.
Senate Substitute Amendment Number 1 for Senate Amendment Number 1, offered by Senator Libla. Amend Journal of the Senate 42717, page 1117, line 7 of said journal page by inserting immediately after, quote, McAllister, end quote, a semicolon, quote, semicolon, end quote, and further amend line 8 of said journal page by striking, quote, Missouri, Kansas, end quote, and inserting in lieu thereof the following, quote, Missouri, hyphen, Kansas, end quote.
Sir, you move for the adoption of that amendment, and you care to explain that?
I do. The explanation is, was pretty well read right there on what I wanted to do with this amendment.
You need to move for the adoption, Senator.
And I do move for the adoption.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any senator desire to be heard on Senate Substitute Amendment Number 1 to Senate Amendment Number 1? Senator from St. Francis, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I have an amendment.
Please send your amendment forward, and has your amendment been distributed?
It has not been distributed. I ask that it be read, and I move for its adoption.
Do you ask for it to be? Yeah. Senator, you have a substitute
amendment. To the substitute amendment.
You have a, okay. And you're asking for a waiver of the reading?
No, I ask that it be read.
You ask that the reading be read. All right. Madam Secretary, please read the amendment.
Senate Amendment Number 1 to Senate Substitute Amendment Number 1 for Senate Amendment Number 1, offered by Senator Romine. Amend Senate Substitute Amendment 1, Senate Amendment 1, Journal of the Senate 42717, page 1117, line 3 of said amendment by striking, quote, semicolon, begin quote, semicolon, end quote, and inserting in lieu thereof the following, quote, comma, end quote,
end quote. Does any, Senator, you can move for the adoption of that amendment?
I move for the adoption.
You care to explain it?
The comma is a proper grammar for this particular section of the journal. Thank you.
Does any senator desire to be heard on a Senate Amendment Number 1 to Senate Substitute Amendment Number 1? Senator from the 7th, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Rule 73, I move that debate on the amendment to the substitute amendment be postponed until Monday, May 7th, 2017 at 4 p.m.
Senator from the 7th, you care to repeat your motion, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Pursuant to Rule 73, I move that debate on the amendment to the substitute amendment be postponed until Monday, May 7th, 2017 at 4 p.m.
All right. Is any of the senators there? Senator from the 2nd, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, pursuant to Rule 86, I would ask that one senator join me in requesting that the motion be reduced to writing.
You have your senator the one senator, senator from the 7th, you will need to put your request in writing. Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 2nd, what purpose do you rise?
President, I move this body stand in recess until 4:30 today.
Here.
It's a privilege to mention. You voted.
All those in favor of that motion, say aye. Senator from the 14th, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I seek unanimous consent to introduce some special guests.
Hearing no objection, Senator from the 14th, you may proceed.
So much, Mr. President. On my right and on your left are the four individuals who have been helping me out all session long. Austin Beyer from Missouri Western, Ashley Hollis from Mizzou, Jacob Rubenica from Mizzou, and Dondre Hess from UCM. These individuals have been so wonderful in helping me out this session, many of the things that they have done have been complicated. As you know, the issue of radioactive waste, Ms. Ashley has been working on that. And we even had to deal with one of my favorite interns ever. He skipped a couple of days, and we had a meeting with his supervisor, and I told him he could come back regardless. But if you would please welcome the interns from the 2017 legislative session, that would be great.
Would the Senate please welcome the guest of the Senator from the 14th to the Missouri Senate Chamber? Senator from Buchanan, we were in the process of a vote. Anyway, shut him. Senator from Buchanan, state your point of order.
Pursuant to Rule 72, Mr. President, a motion to adjourn and a motion to fix the day to which the Senate shall adjourn is in order unless a senator is speaking or the yeas and nays are being taken or a call being made and shall be decided without debate. And no senator shall leave his or her seat until the result is declared. Rule 73, when a question is under debate, no motion shall be received, but to adjourn, to lay on the table for the previous question, to postpone to a day certain, to commit or amend, to postpone indefinitely, which several motions shall have precedence in the order in which they are arranged. The motion to recess is not listed. We did have a question under debate, which was the motion of the senator from the 7th. Therefore, a motion to recess is not in order.
Your motion will be referred to the President Pro Tem of the Senate. Does any senator desire to be heard on the point of order? Senator from the 7th, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Our rules are pretty clear that adjournment and recess
Senator, what purpose do you rise?
To speak on the point of order.
You may proceed.
A motion to adjourn and a motion to recess are not the same thing in the rules. If the senator from the 2nd had stood up and made it a motion to adjourn, that is a superseding motion to the motion in a stackable order that I made to postpone to a date certain. If his motion is to adjourn, then that can be placed in front of the body, and only the motion to adjourn can be placed in front of the body at this point.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the point of order? Does any other senator desire to be heard on the point of order? Senator from the 2nd, what purpose do you rise?
I withdraw my motion to recess.
Your motion will be withdrawn.
Mr. President.
Senator from the second, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I move that we stand at ease.
Senate will stand at ease. Senators need to be reminded, rules are in place when you're standing at ease. Rules of the Senate are in place. Reminder to all the senators, you are still in session. Order will be maintained in the Senate. Senator from the second, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, please call us back into session.
Senate is back in session.
Mr. President, when the Senate stood at ease,
Senator from the second, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. When the Senate stood at ease, the senator from the seventh had the floor.
Senator from the second. Senator from the second. Senator from the second has the floor. Senator from the second, you need to state why you're seeking recognition. You need to acknowledge the dais and ask why you're seeking recognition.
Thank you, Mr. President. I believe we're back in session. And right now, the order, we have an amendment tree and a privileged motion.
Go ahead, Senator.
So I'm relinquishing the floor.
The motion in front of the body is on the motion from the senator from the seventh. Is the motion in front of the body. Senator from the seventh, what purpose do you rise?
Would you please send that motion back?
Your motion will be sent back. Senator from Buchanan, what purpose do you rise?
I withdraw my amendment, and I would request to inquire.
Your amendment will be sent back.
And I would ask to inquire of the senator from St. Francois.
Senator from St. Francis, do you yield to an inquiry from the senator from Buchanan?
Yes, Mr. President, I do.
All right, senator from Buchanan, you may proceed.
Senator, just so that the body knows exactly what was going on here. I really want to make this very clear that last week the governor, through his secret money, dark money committee, ran social media ads and put my personal cell phone number, you know, out there. And I received hundreds, if not thousands, of phone calls. And when he did that, he changed the balance of power. He did something that affects every senator in this chamber by forcing forcing us to have to calculate into our thinking what was going on as we deliberate on bills. And that's not right. And so I said that what needs to happen, the first thing that needs to happen is we need to take up ethics reform and consider a dark money ban. And so that's what we're pushing for here, and I just thought everybody should know that.
Well, thank you, Senator. I appreciate the inquiry, and I appreciate having the opportunity to make sure the full body understands the concerns, how serious of an issue this is, and how important I think it is that we address this issue.
I think the people of Missouri want ethics reform, and they don't like these games that are being played. And I don't think any member of this chamber wants to have the gun held to their head that the governor might do this to them as we're, you know, debating a very important legislation. And so all we really want is we want the members of this body to have an opportunity to vote and to say, this can't happen. And so anyway,
We've seen that in social media recently, whereas the statement was made that if anyone else gets in the way of the governor's agenda, may see more of the same. And that's very frustrating to any member of this body. Any member of this body ought to be very frustrated with what we're having to deal with this in this regard. And we ought to address the issue with dark money and the C4s.
The way I see what's happening now is that we are standing up for the integrity of the Senate, and we're standing up for the integrity of the Constitution. Nothing less. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
We are now back on the motion of the Senator from the second has moved that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as fully read. Does any Senator desire to be heard? Does any Senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from the second, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from the second, though has closed, those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Introduction of guest. Introduction of guest. Senator from Butler.
Mr. President, I'd seek a point of personal privilege.
Senator from Butler seeks a point of personal privilege. Senator will come to the Senator from Butler. You may proceed.
At this moment, Mr. President, all across central and southern Missouri, especially southern Missouri, has tremendous harm and financial harm to thousands of fellow Missourians. Towns, some of them are half underwater. It's hard to believe. I grew up in a lot of those areas. I know the Senator from Webster has a lot of damage, and probably the a lot of senators here in this room, I'm not really sure how far north the water came, but it was a tremendous floods. In lots of cases, 10 foot higher than any historical flood. In southern Missouri, for those of you who don't really understand the rivers down there, we have beautiful rivers every few miles. And right now, as I'm speaking, Clearwater Lake in Wayne County, Missouri, is getting ready to top the dam. That will negatively affect Poplar Bluff and all areas between Clearwater and Poplar Bluff. Poplar Bluff has levee issues right now. Also, in Wayne County, Missouri, Lake Wapapello, the Corps is saying it will also be topped. It was topped about 5 years ago, maybe six, and devastation was tremendous. And right now, in Van Buren, Missouri, and Donovan, Missouri, and lots of other towns, and I left Van Buren before I headed this way, and it's so bad, Mr. President, that I had to go all the way to Highway 5 and come up through Lake of the Ozarks because of bridges out, highways out, and continually having issues with the Gasconade and some other rivers up this way. And last night, it was like 39, 40 degrees. People had no electricity, and their homes having water over top of the roof in lots of areas. The current river has been a tremendous issue and still is right now. There was a new bridge built on Highway 160 at Donovan, Missouri. The river actually went over top of the bridge, and it's just amazing what's happened. Luckily, to my knowledge, we haven't lost any lives because we have some great law enforcement and Park Service people. All across southern Missouri, we have lots of campers, and fast as those rivers can come up, especially the wild ones, much like the current river, can come up a foot, 2 foot an hour, and they got lots of campers out. But right now, as we're in this chamber, there's thousands of Missourians that have lost everything that they own. So I just want to make sure that we keep them in our thoughts and prayers, and to make sure that we do all we can for those that's been affected. Probably one of the widest flooding areas I guess I've ever seen in my life. Generally, you'll see an area that gets a tremendous amount of rainfall. A lot of the areas that's in my district got anywhere from 13 to 18 inches of rain. And anyway, I just appreciate all the volunteers that's out there, law enforcement right now, a lot of Park Service people. Conservation people are risking their own lives right now rescuing people. Probably over 200 by now, and a lot of people didn't have a chance to get out. So anyway, I just like the body to keep everybody's keep our thoughts and prayers for the people that's being directly affected by this and those who are trying to help. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator, thank you for bringing that to our attention. I'm also might add, in Southwest Missouri, there was several lives lost. Senator from the second, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, the senator from Butler expressed very eloquently and movingly the many hardships and sacrifices.
Senator from the second, what purpose do you rise?
I'm sorry, for a point of personal privilege.
Senator from the second seeks point of personal privilege. Senate will come to order. Senator from the second.
Thank you, Mr. President. The senator from Butler has spoken very movingly about the many hardships and sacrifices being suffered by the people of the state of Missouri, as well as the emergency responders. So I would ask that this Senate observe a moment of silence and prayer for those who have suffered from this flood, as well as the emergency responders who are caring to their needs. Thank
Please
you.
Please rise for a moment of prayer, a moment of silence. The order of business is introduction of guests. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 14th, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I have a very special guest all the way from Sydney, Australia. Her name is Rebecca Margaret Bruce, and she's studying at Washington University Systems Engineering. If the body would please give Ms. Bruce a warm welcome, that would be greatly appreciated.
Would the guest of the Senator for the 14th please rise, and would the members of the Senate chamber please welcome her. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 14th, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, if I can inquire of the Senator from Butler.
Senator from Butler, do you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from the 14th?
I do, thank you.
Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you. Senator, I want to thank you for keeping all of your residents as well as other senators abreast of what was going on in your district. I was watching very closely as yourself and our lieutenant governor kept letting people know what was going on. We had some flooding issues different than yours. And you know, the one thing I always think of and the reason why I watch flooding in other areas in the state is because you receive our water in my district, from my district. And what we were watching this weekend is that landfill with the radioactive waste overflow. And as we all know, water has to find its lowest point. The reason why I watch these floods is because of all of the senators whose districts are along the Mississippi River. Before it started raining on this weekend, I was studying as I do on Fridays, and what I found out is that the highest cases of cancer in this entire country are along the Mississippi River. The highest cases, Louisiana. That's number two. Missouri is number one. And so I want you and every other senator who has their district along the Mississippi to understand I'm thinking of you and the welfare of your residents, not only because of the devastation and the amount of water, but what also is inside that water.
Well, thank you. Part of the flooding I was talking about is not part of the Mississippi watershed.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Ozarks. And most of it was localized heavy rain.
Yeah.
But I do have a lot of counties on the Mississippi River.
Ew.
And that, too, is becoming a problem right now. However, we're not out of the woods yet down in Poplar Bluff, Van Buren, and Donovan. I know the senator from Webster who has West Plains. West Plains has got serious damage. And I'm just mentioning a few places. But when I take the time to mention a town like Van Buren, I just left there earlier and was there yesterday. Half of their town is underwater. And you go back and talk to a lot of the old pioneers around there, and they would say, like, it's never got more than this. and it's gotten anywhere from 10 to 12 feet above recorded history of the biggest floods.
Well, I just want you to know that you and every other senator and Missourians who have been impacted by this, you're on my mind and in my heart.
Well, thank you. Thank you
you're
very
welcome.
Much. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Introduction of guests. Senator from Callaway, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you. Introduction of very special guests.
Senator, President. You may proceed.
Thank you. On your left and my right, I would like for my intern to stand up. This is Taylor Fesselman. She is a Truman student, and when she finishes here, she is going to be in the job market. And I just want the body to know how much we've appreciated her work this entire session, and we'll miss her greatly.
Let's please welcome the guest or the intern from the Center from Callaway to the Missouri Senate Chamber. Introduction of guest. Introduction of guest. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Senator from St. Francis, what purpose do you rise?
Have a resolution.
Please send your resolution forward. Senator, do you care to explain your resolution?
Thank you, Mr. President. This is a proposed rule change which allows or modifies the way in which bills are introduced in the beginning of session, starting with pre-filing. It creates an environment where every senator is given an equal opportunity based upon their seniority to have legislation be heard through the committee process and before this body. And I ask that it be printed in the journal, Mr. President.
Your resolution will be printed in the journal. Resolutions. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from the second, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, could you inquire of the Secretary as to whether there are any messages from the House, and if so, ask that they be read.
There are messages from the House. Madam Secretary, would you please read the messages?
Mr. President, the Speaker of the House of Representatives has appointed the following committee to act with a like committee from the Senate on Senate Committee Substitute, House Committee Substitute, House Bill 2, as amended. Representatives Fitzpatrick, Alferman, Rowland 155, Butler, Kendrick. Also, Mr. President, the Speaker of the House of Representatives has appointed the following committee to act with a like committee from the Senate on Senate Committee Substitute, House Committee Substitute, House Bill 3. Representatives Fitzpatrick, Alferman, Rowland 155, Kendrick, McGee. Also, Mr. President, the Speaker of the House of Representatives has appointed the following committee to act with a like committee from the Senate on Senate Committee Substitute, House Committee Substitute, House Bill 4, Representatives Fitzpatrick, Alferman, Conway 104, Butler, Kendrick. Also, Mr. President, the Speaker of the House of Representatives has appointed the following committee to act with a like committee from the Senate on Senate Committee Substitute, House Committee Substitute, House Bill 5, Representatives Fitzpatrick, Alferman, Barr, Butler, Razor. Also, Mr. President, the Speaker of the House of Representatives has appointed the following committee to act with a like committee from the Senate on Senate Committee Substitute, House Committee Substitute, House Bill 6 as amended, Representatives Fitzpatrick, Alferman, Redmond, Butler, Dunn. Also, Mr. President, the Speaker of the House of Representatives has appointed the following committee to act with a like committee from the Senate on Senate Committee Substitute, House Committee Substitute, House Bill 7, Representatives Fitzpatrick, Alferman, Redmond, Butler, Dunn. Also, Mr. President, the Speaker of the House of Representatives has appointed the following committee to act with a like committee from the Senate on Senate Committee Substitute, House Committee Substitute, House Bill 8. Representatives Fitzpatrick, Alferman, Conway, 104, Butler, May. Also, Mr. President, the Speaker of the House of Representatives has appointed the following committee to act with a light committee from the Senate on Senate Committee Substitute, House Committee Substitute, House Bill 9. Representatives Fitzpatrick, Alferman, Conway, 104, Butler, May. Also, Mr. President, the Speaker of the House of Representatives has appointed the following committee to act with a like committee from the Senate on Senate Committee Substitute, House Committee Substitute, House Bill 10. Representatives Fitzpatrick, Alferman, Wood, Lavender, Quaid. Also, Mr. President, the Speaker of the House of Representatives has appointed the following committee to act with a like committee from the Senate on Senate Committee Substitute, House Committee Substitute, House Bill 11. Representatives Fitzpatrick, Alferman, Wood, Lavender, Quaid. Also, Mr. President, the Speaker of the House of Representatives has appointed the following committee to act with a like committee from the Senate on Senate Committee Substitute, House Committee Substitute, House Bill 12, as amended. Representatives Fitzpatrick, Alferman, Barr, Lavender, Meredith, 80. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House refuses to adopt Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 17 as amended, and request the Senate to recede from its position and, failing to do so, grant the House a conference thereon. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House refuses to adopt Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 19, and request the Senate to recede from its position and, failing to do so, grant the House a conference thereon. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 608, entitled An Act Relating to Residential Dwellings Offered for Rent to Transient Guests. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed Senate Bill 411 relating to political subdivisions with House Amendment 1, House Amendment 2, House Amendment 1 to House Amendment 3, House Amendment 3 as amended, House Amendment 4, House Amendment 1 to House Amendment 5, House Amendment 5 as amended. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute, Senate Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 161, entitled An Act Relating to the Ozark Exploration Bicentennial Commission, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested, respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from the second, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I'd ask that you recognize the Senator from Phelps for a privileged motion.
Senator from Phelps, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a privileged motion.
Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate refuse to recede on Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 17 as amended, and grant the House a conference thereon.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Phelps. Does any senator desire to be heard? Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Phelps, you're recognized. Close.
I renew my motion.
You've heard the motion made by the Senator from Phelps. Those opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Lewis, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I seek unanimous consent to introduce a very special guest.
Hearing no objection, Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my left and your right over on the bench over here is a very good lady that has worked very diligently in my office for the people in the 18th Senatorial District. Sarah Quest, she's an intern in my office, and she's a student at Missouri State University. And I would like the body to make her feel very welcome as she's made everybody feel welcome in my office.
Would the guest from the Senator from Lewis please rise, and would the members of the Senate chamber please make her welcome. Senator from the second, what purpose do you rise?
I'd ask that you recognize the Senator from Phelps for a second privilege motion.
Senator from Phelps, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a privilege motion.
Please state your privilege motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate refuse to recede on Senate Committee Substitute, House Committee Substitute, House Bill 19, and grant the House a conference thereon.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Phelps. Does any senator desire to be heard? Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Phelps, you're recognized. Close.
I renew my motion.
You've heard the motion made by the Senator from Phelps. Those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from second, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I'd ask that you recognize the Senator from Newton.
Senator from Newton, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I request unanimous consent of the Senate to correct a committee report from Thursday, April 27, 2017, for the Committee Joint Rules, Resolutions, Ethics on
Senator, hearing no objection, you may proceed.
Correcting unanimous consent to correct a committee report Thursday, April 27, 2017, from the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, Ethics on SCR 25. I will send the report forward and ask to be read.
Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Concurrent Resolution 25, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the concurrent resolution with Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Kehoe, Chairman.
Senator from Newton, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, please refer House Bill 469 with Senate Committee Substitute, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 694, House Bill 815 with Senate Committee Substitute, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 935 with Senate Committee Substitute to Committee on Fiscal Oversight.
They will be referred. Senator from the second.
Mr. President, I would ask you to recognize the Senator from Newton once again.
Senator from Newton, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Will you ask the Secretary if there are conferees, and if there are, please have them read?
There are conferees. Madam Secretary, would you please read the conferees?
Conference Committee Appointments on House Committee Substitute, House Bill 2 with Senate Committee Substitute. Senators Brown, Sater, Cunningham, Curls, Nasheed. Conference Committee Appointments on House Committee Substitute, House Bill 3 with Senate Committee Substitute. Senators Brown, Sater, Hageman, Curls, Nasheed. Conference Committee Appointments on House Committee Substitute, House Bill 4 with Senate Committee Substitute. Senators Brown, Sater, Wallingford, Curls, Holzman. Conference Committee Appointments on House Committee Substitute, House Bill 5 with Senate Committee Substitute. Senators Brown, Sater, Wallingford, Curls, Nasheed. Conference Committee Appointments on House Committee Substitute, House Bill 6 with Senate Committee Substitute as amended. Senators Brown, Sater, Hageman, Curls, Holzman. Conference Committee Appointments on House Committee Substitute, House Bill 7 with Senate Committee Substitute, Senators Brown, Sater, Cunningham, Curls, Walsh. Conference Committee Appointments on House Committee Substitute, House Bill 8 with Senate Committee Substitute, Senators Brown, Sater, Wallingford, Curls, Nasheed. Conference Committee Appointments on House Committee Substitute, House Bill 9 with Senate Committee Substitute, Senators Brown, Sater, Hageman, Curls, Nasheed. Conference Committee Appointments on House Committee Substitute, House Bill 10 with Senate Committee Substitute, Senators Brown, Sater, Cunningham, Curls, Nasheed. Conference Committee Appointments on House Committee Substitute, House Bill 11 with Senate Committee Substitute, Senators Brown, Sater, Cunningham, Curls, Nasheed. Conference Committee Appointments on House Committee Substitute, House Bill 12 with Senate Committee Substitute as amended, Senators Brown, Sater, Hageman, Curls, Nasheed. Conference Committee Appointments on Senate Committee Substitute, House Committee Substitute, House Bill Number 17, Senators Brown, Sater, Cunningham, Curls, Nasheed. Conference Committee Appointments on Senate Committee Substitute, House Committee Substitute, House Bill Number 19 as amended, Senators Brown, Sater, Cunningham, Curls, Nasheed.
Senator Buchanan, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the Senator from Clay.
Senator from Clay, do you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from Buchanan?
I do.
Senator from Buchanan, you may proceed.
Senator, correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't you the vice chairman of the Appropriations Committee?
Unless something changed when we were at ease.
I thought so. And tell me if I'm wrong, but isn't it just usually kind of tradition that the vice chairman of the committee would be on the conference committee?
It would be tradition. That is correct.
Ah.
Also, just so we're talking about it, I've been on the last 7 consecutive budget conference committees.
Yeah. I'm kind of wondering what's going on.
I think I have an idea.
Well, I just think that, the people up at the press table ought to take notice of things like that.
It's
and
probably
maybe
I
ask
voted,
some questions.
It's probably because I voted to fully fund education.
Oh my gosh,
of
you mean to say that you voted to fully fund the foundation formula?
I did, to my own peril, apparently.
Wow, and so maybe you're kind of being spanked for doing the right thing for the kids, do you think?
Hey, you know what, though? I'm going to be honest about it. Fully funding the foundation formula was my biggest priority in this budget. So since that's already taken care of, I'm fine.
All right. Well, Senator, I hate to tell you, I have a certain sense of sadness that our proceedings would degenerate into this level of action.
Well, it's
just sad that things would go this way and that people would be treated this way. It actually makes me not only sad, but a little disgusted. Thank you.
Senator from the second, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, will you please recognize the Senator from Lewis for a privileged motion?
Senator from Lewis. Senator from Lewis, you are recognized for a privileged motion. Now, what purpose do you rise?
For a privileged motion, Mr.
President.
You
may proceed, Senator.
Thank you. I move that the Senate refuse to concur on Senate Bill 8 and request the House to recede from its position, or failing to do so, grant the Senate a conference thereon, and further that the conferees be granted permission to exceed the differences on Senate Bill 8. And I would explain that.
Senator, you may proceed.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. In some of the amendments that actually I would like to keep on this bill, there are some drafting errors. And to exceed the differences, the only changes we'd be doing there is to...
Senate will come to order. Senator, we'll come to order. Senator, you may proceed.
The only difference I'd like to make is straighten out some drafting errors in the amendments that were put on. The bill was good. The bill's fine. It's just that the House and some of their haste, I think one of them actually didn't get the latest version. So not changing the intent of any of the amendments that were put on. But with that, I'd be glad to answer any questions. I move for its adoption.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from Buchanan, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the senator from Lewis.
Senator from Lewis, do you yield to inquire from the senator from Buchanan?
I do.
Senator, you may proceed.
Senator, what is Senate Bill 8? What is it regarding?
It went out of here as a consent bill. What it did, it straightened out a little piece in a bill that we had last year as far as allowing MoDOT to have the white and amber lights on a moving vehicle through a construction zone.
Okay.
So as a transportation bill ended up being.
Thank you for your inquiry, Mr. President.
Senator from Buchanan, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire the senator from the second.
Senator from the second, do you yield to an inquiry from the senator from Buchanan?
I do.
Senator from Buchanan, you may proceed.
Senator, do you have any intention of going to other bills to have them go to conference today?
That was the plan. I thought that is what we discussed briefly in
you
the
You thought that was the
gallery.
Plan? You didn't think that it was the plan that we would go to the budget bills and have those budget bills go to conference? That's kind of that?
Oh, I thought we were going to have the conference motions on all the bills to go to conference.
Okay. Well, you're telling me that was your understanding.
That was my understanding.
Okay. Thank you for that, Mr.
Sure.
President.
Sure.
Senator from Buchanan, what purpose do you rise?
To Clay.
Senator from Clay, do you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from Buchanan?
I do.
Senator from Buchanan, you may proceed.
Senator, you were part of the discussions that we had had. One of the things that we had said was we don't really intend to hold back the budget, that you should have the conferees and they should be appointed, and
correct.
We've done that. Do you remember any discussion about having other conferees for other bills be going to conference? Do you?
No, Senator, I don't remember that ever being discussed. I remember exactly as you say it, that it was to send the budget bills to conference because nobody wanted to stand in the way of the budget. And then we were going to figure out how to get to ethics reform before
anything
else happened.
It appears that we have a misunderstanding that has occurred. And I wonder, you know, do you have a suggestion on a way out of this misunderstanding? Perhaps we allow the one bill to go to conference as long as the floor leader or the acting floor leader agrees that, you know, that wasn't discussed or that wasn't part of the agreement. What do you think?
Well, perhaps we inquire how many they intend to do. I mean, I'm not an inflexible person, but that certainly was not part of the discussions while we were at ease.
No, it absolutely was not part of the discussion. And I'm frankly kind of surprised that it wasn't clear. We very clearly said we would allow conferees on the budget to move forward.
Yeah, and these motions, I mean, again, I would be interested to know how many they intend to send to conference because, you know, frankly, that's different than naming conferees. And of course, if they actually do go to conference, then we'll see these bills when they come back. I mean, so there's still plenty of opportunities to kill bills. It's just a question of, you know, what did we agree to and are we now taking liberties with that agreement?
Right. That's
and again, I'm not an inflexible person. If it's reasonable, there's one or two more that want to go. I have nothing against the senator from Lewis sending his bill to conference, even though it was not part of what was discussed.
Right. I would agree with that.
So perhaps we should inquire of the senator from the second and find out exactly what the plan is.
Well, let's do that.
Well, you have the floor, Senator, so.
Okay. Mr. President.
Senator from Buchanan, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the senator from St. Francois.
Senator from St. Francis, do you yield to an inquiry from the senator from Buchanan?
Yes, Mr. President, I do.
Senator from Buchanan, you may proceed.
Okay, you heard my inquiry of the senator from Clay, and you're in agreement that that really...
100% agreement. We agreed to allow the budget bills to be taken care of. We want to make sure the budget gets passed.
Well, let's go ahead and be reasonable and allow the bill of the senator from Lewis to move forward. Do you agree with that? Seem reasonable. One and done.
We're there. I'm comfortable with that, but I think we need to honor the agreement going from this point forward.
Okay, I'll am in agreement. Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none. Senator from Lewis, you're recognized. Close.
I close.
You've heard the motion made by the senator from Lewis. Those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the second, what purpose do you rise?
I'd ask that you recognize the senator from Newton.
Senator from Newton, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a correction on a conference committee report, and I'll send it forward.
Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Conference Committee appointments on House Committee Substitute, House Bill 7 with Senate Committee Substitute. Senators Brown, Sader, Cunningham, Nasheed, Walsh.
Senator from the second, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements. 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 Hearing none, Senator from the second.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
Senator from the second moves that the Senate stand adjourned under the rules. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned under the rules.